Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
This time, Monday morning on the Jeff and Jen Show, is anybody else my kind of crazy? Have you ever moved your kid's birthday for convenience? Asking for a friend. Named Jen Hobby. That's this time, Monday morning, but right now we want to know occupations you just won't date.
Adriana in College Park, why?
Hey, teacher?
Yes.
Yeah, elementary school, middle school, no. Why, as a grown man, are you hanging with these elementary school, middle school kids? It's kind of weird. High school, I understand. Those boys need a little more guidance. But you either got to have a lot of patience or you really weird to want to be a male kindergarten teacher.
What? I'm so shocked by that opinion.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-mm. I have a 12-year-old daughter. When she had her first male teacher, it was fourth grade. Me and my husband looking at him like, why, bro? Why are you here? Nobody likes 8-year-olds.
What?
Nobody likes 8-year-olds.
Fourth grade, I can understand, but I do see there is something odd about a male kindergarten teacher that's just a little strange.
Yes.
Adriana,
weird because of people like you saying it's weird.
It is weird, Adriana.
It is weird. Thank you, Jeff.
On the kindergarten.
It's
weird on elementary school and middle school, period.
No. I'm fine with that. One of my favorite teachers was like a fifth grade teacher, and he was a dude, Mr. Monell.
I didn't have a male teacher until high school. And then he was the social studies teacher and the baseball coach. He ain't teaching nothing. He's the baseball coach.
I am in shock now. All right, Lula and Marietta, occupation you just won't date.
State troopers.
Oh, specifically. So not all law enforcement, just that one, that one company, the state troopers.
I mean, you could generalize it to all of them if you wanted to.
Why
are state troopers worse than like a Marietta City cop?
Because they move around and they're all married, but they're having little side pieces.
Oh.
Somebody got burned by a cop, and her name is Lila in Marietta. That's my song about Lila. Woo woo.
Seth and Marietta, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
I would not date cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders? Like professional cheerleaders or cheerleaders, anybody who's ever been a cheerleader?
I've dated two college cheerleaders, and I've almost dated a professional cheerleader, and both of my first ones, they ended terribly. They're too high maintenance, and they will do anything to sneak behind your back.
Ooh, dang.
I do
just
know.
Attention seekers.
That's three cheerleaders in a row, though. That sounds more like a type.
I do know.
Like you keep going back.
I do know somebody who dated a cheerleader, and she bailed on him a week before the wedding.
Ouch. Ooh. Oh, ouch.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten the one that you and I both agree, Jen.
Yeah, Jeff wrote down a profession. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's going to be every single call. And we haven't gotten it yet.
It's right here, right? Am I right?
I can't read that far.
Am I right, Jen?
Yes, let's see if we can find it. 404-263-0941. We want to hear from you if there's an occupation that you just have sworn off. You will not date. And we'll hear from you after Imagine Dragons. Bad Liar, Star 94.1, Jeff and Jen Show.
Okay, turn it.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Sarah in Gainesville, there's an occupation you just will not date.
Yeah, that would be a musician. I tried it 3 times, a bass player, a guitar, a singer. Never again. My husband is not a musician, I'm happy to say.
Right now there's some drummer listening going, why didn't you go to the drummer? Drummer's great.
Yeah, I did know a drummer in high school. He was my best friend. We never dated, but he was the only good egg.
There you go.
The only good egg. I love it. Laura incoming.
Hey, I would never ever date a psychiatrist.
Oh, because they're always going to be analyzing you?
always analyzing me and trying to, like, diagnose me. I'm not trying to do all that.
I
have a friend, and she is a therapist, and she got married last year, and I remember thinking, fights with her must be terrible.
Right?
Because she's going to stay calm.
She's going to stay totally calm, and then you get in an argument with her, and then she's like, why did your mom hurt you?
Why do you feel that way?
Right.
Yes. How was your childhood?
What I'm hearing you say is that this makes you feel, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exhausting.
Karen, in Atlanta, what's the occupation you just will not date?
A mortician. I'm not going to date a Dr. G's lost son who cuts and bags bodies for a living. Those people remind me of equals. Frankenstein creators. It's just gross. You're placing bombing fluid in people. What are you going to do with me? That's weird.
I cannot believe we still have not gotten the one that you wrote down.
I'll just tell
everybody what it is.
I'll reveal it after Charlie Puth, unless we get a call.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush inspired this topic this morning of what occupations you just won't date. Because she was like, I like you, but you're a bartender, so.
I was convinced that the phone, every other call that we took, the phones would start ringing. Every other line would be this one occupation, and we have probably taken dozen and a half calls, not one of them.
I can't believe somebody didn't guess your guess.
Personal trainers.
Yeah.
I can't believe that personal trainers didn't come up immediately.
Because there's that connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
undeniable. There's that client connection.
You got to be physically close to each other.
Well, and you're feeling all happy. You got those endorphins going on. They have to touch you.
If I'm dating an Adonis, I really don't want them hanging out with other people and working out and getting all sweaty.
I'm so shocked we didn't get personal trainer. But
we will continue this online, though, because we have gotten so many great occupations that are on the banned list, on the no-fly zone. Just search Jeff and Jen Show on Facebook.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.